at the midweek training session, terrors.com, with manager Mark Moseley. It's been an interesting week, obviously, one reason or another. Let's start with the Verwood postponement, which was obviously disappointing but expected. That game now takes place next week. The guys obviously had a bonding and team meal. That was obviously a nice way for everyone to get together as well.
Yeah, it's something we just don't get enough time to do. And, you know, I'm big on team spirit and our togetherness. And, you know, we do so much hard work on the training field and the boys work so hard. But, you know, we like to get together as well, you know, outside of football and build them social bonds, which, you know, we do on the football pitch so well. But it's nice to think outside the box a little bit and do something different. You know, we're so demanding on those lads, you know, because they all work and, we're still a part-time model, but we try and run it as professionally as we can and demands are high on them. So, you know, it's just with the weather, it was 70-mile-an-hour winds down here and it was, you know, we probably conceded defeat on training that night. We were meant to be having a game. It got postponed, so we thought that was a perfect time for us just to, you know, get together.
Yeah.
And, you know, just relax, but in each other's company, really.
Yeah, it's Concord on Saturday. We know, obviously, a lot about them. You would have done your due diligence on them, as you do with everybody. What do we know about them and what they possess and what sort of threats they'll have?
Well, again, they're a team on their day. You know, they've had some fantastic results. They're up the top of the league, then dropped down a little bit and then rose again. And so, you know, you catch them on their day and they're as good as anyone in this league. And again, you know, I sound like a broken record every week to you, don't I? Every game is such a tough challenge, you know. They possess some real strengths and it's going to be a very difficult game, definitely, you know. So, again, the environment, the away travel, you know, there's so many hurdles we're going to have to get over to try and, you know, get them 3 points. But, you know, we were buoyed by our last away trip at Welling. I thought it was a really good away performance and we're going to have to, you know, match that and even improve it to carry on picking up points on the road.
Yeah, obviously, with the Verwood game as well, that now comes next week, it's going to be another busy week with the Saturday, Tuesday, and then I think is it away or home after that one? But it's away at Hemel after that, yeah. So it's going to be a busy period for us, but I guess a period to look forward to and something that you guys thrive on.
Yeah, this league, it comes at you thick and fast and, you know, you feel like you catch your breath a little bit and then the games, they all seem to come in big bundles in this league. We sort of had the start of the season was crazy, you know, the amount of games we played in the first bit, and then Christmas is a mental time for the football as well, you know, with everything that goes on outside of football and to do that football, you know, all the games as well. That's a really difficult period for our lads then as well. So, yeah, and we're coming into another busy period again, which is, you know, it's disappointing. The Verwood game has been postponed twice because we wanted to get that played and get a little bit of clearance. But, you know, unfortunately, that hasn't quite worked out. So, you know, we obviously play Saturday, Tuesday again. And we've obviously the Havant game to come in at some period as well. So, it's gathering momentum again, this league. And it's going to challenge us in every way possible. But, you know, it's one we're, I always say, we're all thriving. We're always looking forward to it. You know, we've done well. We've had to roll with a lot of punches. You know, we've been probably quite unfortunate with the injuries, but that's part and parcel of football. But we've probably, the nature of the injuries we've had this year has been the frustrating side. You know, sort of a bit more problematic and, you know, it hasn't been quite straightforward. And, we've had to get players to see specialists and, you know, one's undergoing a surgery this week.
Yeah.
Early next week. And, you know, Cam's seeing a specialist tonight. And, you know, so that's been probably a little bit frustrating, but it just shows the strength of depth of quality of players that we've got. And not only we've gone up a league and we're holding our own, but we've had to do it at times with quite, you know, some of our big, stronger players missing. So I think it goes to show just how well the boys are doing.
Just a couple more for me. Dorking, obviously, in midweek beating Stockport. And I know you obviously don't necessarily like talking about other teams. That's up to them.
Yeah.
But 4-0 away from home against a very well-established team. Mm. Does that just go to show that there is no easy team in this, or no easy game in this league? I mean, to go and do that for them and the results we've picked up as well, other teams, this is a proper league, isn't it?
Yeah, I think this is the strongest the Conference South has been for a hell of a long time. I know we're sort of lacking experience in this league, but when you speak to other managers and looked at, you know, this year, the amount of sort of teams which are full-time or operate on a sort of semi-full-time model and, you know, some well-established teams with big budgets, and it just goes to show Dorking what a formidable result that is. And, you know, they're again a very good team we're pitting our wits against. So look, we're loving our time in the Conference South, but you know, we there's always room for improvement. We're always striving to improve, and you know, the teams that we play against bring the best out in you. You've got to be at your best. So you know, we're enjoying the challenge that it presents, and it, yeah, I, you know, it certainly is a really tough league this year, but one we're relishing the fighting.
And we're certainly playing our part in that league. Well, let's hope for some decent weather on Saturday, and a Saturday without any rain or horrible weather. So yeah, Mark, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you on the weekend.
See you at the weekend. Thanks a lot.